Chapter 20, Section 2. European Nations Settle North America. Before you read. In the last chapter, you read about Spanish conquests. In this section, you will see how other nations competed for power in North America. Competing claims in North America. What new colonies were formed in North America? In the early 1500s, the French began to explore North America. Jacques Cartier discovered and named the St. Lawrence River. He then followed it to the site of what is now Montreal. In 1608, Samuel de Champlain sailed as far as modern-day Quebec. In the next 100 years, the French explored and claimed the area around the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River all the way to its mouth at the Gulf of Mexico. The area became known as New France. The main activity in this colony was trade in beaver fur. Question 1. What was the main economic activity in New France? The English arrive in North America. Why did the English settle in Massachusetts? The English also began to colonize North America. The first permanent settlement was at Jamestown in modern Virginia in 1607. The colony struggled at first. Many settlers died from disease, hunger, or war with the native peoples. Soon, farmers began to grow tobacco to meet the high demand for it in Europe. In 1620, a group known as Pilgrims founded a second English colony in Plymouth, in Massachusetts. These settlers and others who followed were deeply religious people who did not agree with the practices of the Church of England. They were called Puritans. Meanwhile, the Dutch also started a new colony. They settled in the location of modern New York City and called it New Netherland. Like the French, they traded fur. The colony became known as a home to people of many different cultures. Europeans also took possession of many islands of the Caribbean. There they built tobacco and sugar plantations that used enslaved Africans as workers. Question 2. In which two places did English colonists first settle? The struggle for North America. Who fought for control of North America? The European powers began to fight for control of North America. First, the English forced the Dutch to give up their colony. New Amsterdam was renamed New York. The English also started other colonies along the Atlantic coast, from New Hampshire to Georgia. These English colonists interfered with the French settlers in Canada. The British and the French clashed over the Ohio Valley in 1754. The fight was called the French and Indian War. When it ended in 1763, France was forced to give up all its land in North America to England. Question 3. How did England gain land from the French? Native Americans respond. How did native peoples respond to the colonists? The native peoples responded to the colonists in many different ways. Many worked closely with the French and Dutch, joining in the fur trade and benefiting from it. Those who lived near the English, though, had stormier relations with colonists. More than just trade, the English were interested in settling the land and farming it. This was land that Native Americans would not be able to use for hunting or growing their own food. Conflicts over land erupted into war several times. One of the bloodiest times was known as King Philip's War. The Native American ruler, Metacom, also known as King Philip, led an attack on 52 colonial villages throughout Massachusetts. However, Metacom's forces were no match for the settlers' guns and cannons. As in Spanish lands, the native peoples suffered even more from disease than from warfare. Thousands upon thousands of Native Americans died from European illnesses. This made it impossible for them to resist the growth of the colonies. Question 4. Why did Native Americans lose their way of life?